Australia's tax policy has entered a period of active transformation driven by domestic economic pressures, shifting political priorities, and growing international coordination on tax matters. These changes reflect a larger global recalibration of fiscal policy in a post-pandemic, inflation-prone, and increasingly digitized economy. For tax professionals and multinational enterprises, understanding the direction and complexity of this evolving regime is now essential. A pivot at home, structural reform with political trade-offs at the federal level, Treasurer Jim Chalmers' office has signaled its intention to pursue long-term tax fairness as part of the 2025-26 budget strategy. While past governments have flirted with bold tax reform, the current Labour government has begun to lay the groundwork for more significant structural shifts, albeit cautiously. The recent decision to revise the Stage 3 income tax cuts legislated under the Morrison government marked a political turning point. The reworked cuts, which offer more modest relief to middle-income earners while increasing the burden on high-income individuals, reflect fiscal necessity and growing concern over inequality. At the same time, Canberra is under pressure to broaden its tax base. The reliance on volatile commodity revenues and personal income tax combined with aging demographics has prompted renewed discussion around a national consumption tax reform, particularly the GST. The potential for either a rate increase or a base broadening, to include currently exempt goods and services, remains politically sensitive but increasingly difficult to ignore. Housing, superannuation, and trusts. Emerging focal points. Several domestic battlegrounds are emerging in 2025. Housing affordability, a perennial voter concern, has attracted tax-based policy responses. The government is examining proposals to cap or restructure negative gearing incentives and capital gains tax discount measures that have long been viewed as distortive, especially in overheated urban property markets. In parallel, the Australian Taxation Office, OTO, is intensifying scrutiny of family trusts and high-net-worth individuals. New draft guidance on Section 100A and increased compliance activity around trust distributions signal a more aggressive enforcement posture. Superannuation reform has also returned to the agenda. A new tax on super balances exceeding $3 million was introduced this financial year, sparking debate about the long-standing concessional tax treatment of retirement savings, an issue likely to remain contentious as the government seeks fairness and revenue sustainability. The global context, Pillar 2, digital services, and tax competition on the international front, Australia is actively engaging with the OECD, G20-led global tax reform agenda. It has committed to implementing Pillar 2 of the inclusive framework, ensuring large multinationals are subject to a 15% global minimum tax. Draft legislation is expected later this year, with a proposed start date of 1 January 2026. The move aligns with efforts to reduce base erosion and profit shifting, BEPS, but will require major alignment between the OTO, Treasury, and multinational groups operating in Australia. Digital taxation remains a friction point. Although Australia has delayed introducing a digital services tax, DST, it has reserved the right to act unilaterally should the OECD consensus stall. Given recent developments in the United States, where retaliatory trade measures target perceived unfair taxation of U.S. tech firms, Australia must navigate carefully to avoid triggering bilateral tensions. At the same time, Australia remains vulnerable to the global race to the bottom in corporate tax. While its corporate tax rate, currently 30% for large businesses and 25% for small to medium enterprises, is still high relative to global averages, the government appears reluctant to lower it. Instead, the focus has turned to targeted investment incentives, including R&D concessions and sector-specific grants. Challenges ahead. Complexity, clarity, and capacity. Australia's tax system remains among the most complex in the OECD. The interplay between federal and state systems, frequent legislative changes, and growing anti-avoidance measures place a high compliance burden on taxpayers. Calls for simplification from business lobbies and professional associations have yet to produce meaningful legislative action. Moreover, capacity.